Traveler's Journal, April 30th. Chilling on the Tatsunshini. On June 22, 1993, in one of the most significant international environmental victories in recent memory, the Canadian province of British Columbia announced the creation of the 2.3-million-acre Tatsunshini Alsek Park. The new preserve, twice as big as Grand Canyon National Park, is one of five contiguous parks in Canada and Alaska that together comprise the Earth's largest protected wilderness of 24 million acres. The decision also ended discussions about a proposed open-pit copper mine that would have changed everything forever. The Tatsunshini is a big, ice-hearted river that threads from the Yukon forests through the coastal mountains before joining the Alsek River and spilling into the Gulf of Alaska at Glacier Bay. It's the very definition of primal. In its entire 140 miles, there's no sign of civilization, no dams, roads, bridges, or power lines. Now that the Tat's protected from development, almost the only human beings who come here come to raft its length on 10 to 12-day float trips. From the put-in at Dalton Post, the scenery builds daily, with towering peaks, deep canyons, and roiling rapids. Bus-sized chunks of blue glacial ice flow in the quiet stretches, where the only sound is the river's eternal poem. Bear tracks stitch sandbars, and silver salmon streak up side streams like shooting stars. At night, wolf howls rise like sparks from the campfire. It's easy to calculate profits in terms of mining jobs or miles of copper wire. But where do you put the decimal point in wonder or surprise? For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com.